This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says a delegation of African leaders will soon travel to Russia and Ukraine to present a peace plan. Reporting for VOA, Vicky Stark has details in Cape Town, South Africa.
President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement of the planned trip came Tuesday during a media briefing with Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. He says a group of African heads of state want to put forward a peace initiative that could contribute to a solution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
We have been talking about as African leaders because we concluded that that conflict in that part of the world, much as it does not affect Africa directly in the form of deaths and destruction to our infrastructure, it does have an impact on the lives of many Africans.
Ramaphosa says he spoke to Presidents Putin and Zelensky, who agreed that they would be willing to receive a mission of the African heads of state in both their capitals, Moscow and Kyiv. Vicky Stark for VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
As Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, officials in China are also exploring ways to bring the Ukraine war to an end.
A Chinese envoy is preparing to visit Ukraine and Russia in coming days as Beijing presses the peace plan it released in February. Li Hui, a former ambassador to Moscow, also will visit Poland, France and Germany, according to the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to play a role as mediator in the war, but it's given Moscow political support and a breakthrough appears unlikely more than 14 months after Russia's full-scale invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional news stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and other top congressional leaders are meeting Tuesday at the White House in a new effort to reach an agreement on raising the country's debt ceiling so the government can borrow more money to pay its existing obligations. Biden has insisted that Congress raise the current $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without conditions on future spending. McCarthy and congressional Republicans have called for substantial cuts in future government spending in exchange for raising the debt limit. Speaking Tuesday in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked about the consequences of the U.S. defaulting on its debt.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe. Over the past few years, American families and businesses, including many of yours, have worked hard to mount an historic economic recovery. And a default would reverse all of the hard-earned progress that we've made, and it would set us back even further.
In a letter to congressional leaders Monday, Yellen said the timeline could move days or weeks later than the original estimate. The U.N. Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says the number of people who fled from Sudan to Chad has doubled to 55,000 in the last week. Reporting for VOA, Henry Wilkins visited a newly created refugee camp in Barota, Chad, near the border with Sudan.
Aid groups are struggling to help 25,000 refugees who arrived in Chad from Sudan last week. The recent influx has almost doubled the number of Sudanese refugees in the country since the Sudan civil war began April 15th. Here, a settlement that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. The refugees have come from western Darfur, which has been ravaged by lawlessness and intercommunal violence, mostly consisting of ethnically Arab armed groups terrorizing black Sudanese. UNHCR is putting basic sanitation in place and bringing water, but warns there is still much to do. Chad's rainy season starts this month. The deep gullies on the road to Barota will fill with water, making access for aid groups more difficult. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barota, Chad.
The U.S. Commerce Department reported Tuesday retail sales were up in April. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Commerce Department's latest report finds retail sales increased 0.4% in April from March, the first increase since January, led by a 1.2% bump at online retailers, a 0.6% increase at restaurants and bars, and an increase in demand for new cars and auto parts. With a strong employment market, Americans are still spending, but there has been a broader pullback amid high inflation and rising interest rates. Report categories that were slightly down included gas station sales, department stores, electronics, and home furnishings. In addition, Home Depot posted disappointing first quarter results today.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.